Blackstone Publishing presents Glass Slippers, Ever After, and Me by Julie Wright. This book is read by Caroline Schaefer. To Chandler, the sort of young man who treats every young woman like a princess, regardless of her footwear. I love you, buddy. Chapter 1. If fairy godmothers existed, there would never be an empty space in the freezer where the ice cream goes. Any responsible fairy godmother would keep that space magically stocked at all times. Charlotte Kingsley, The Cinderella Fiction, The Make Your Own Magic Chapter. My fairy godmother was all talk and no action. Like the tooth fairy, she was definitely not someone I could depend on. I had a sneaking suspicion the two had run off together a long time ago and were now downing drinks with umbrellas while they lounged on a beach somewhere exotic and peaceful. Somewhere I wasn't, as I hadn't heard from either one ever in my life. That's why my hand clutched my phone, which contained the email that had popped up in my alerts while I paced among the trees, still gripped by winter. Joggers along the trail narrowed their eyes at me and worked to avoid full-on collisions as I walked past without seeing them. Do I open the email, or do I ignore it for a while longer? I couldn't decide. I had worked myself up enough to not feel the cold of February in Boston. Every ragged breath of air I sucked in felt barbed and insufficient to fill my lungs without doing damage. Please don't let this be what I think it is, I prayed to the fairy godmothers of ink and paper. Let the words contain magic instead of more poison. My father always told me that with a name like Charlotte Kingsley, I must be royalty. He would tug on the ends of my red braids and call me his princess. He insisted my freckles were a constellation map to treasure. Even after he and my mom divorced and he moved to California, since it was as far away as he could get from my mother without actually leaving the country, I still felt the pull of the fairy tales he'd spun for me as a child. It was his fault I believed in magic. Magic. What did I know about magic? Nothing. Ironic, since I wrote fairy tales for a living. Well, not for a living. I had yet to make any actual money off of my writing career. But I dreamed of earning a living off my art at some point. That's almost the same thing, right? With a grunt of disgust at myself.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?